Well, Tony's on here from Chicago, and we had the Hoosier boys here. One had to take off walking his dog, and the other one there south of Indy, he had to get back in the studio to do some work. So, but they said they'd be listening from a distance, I guess, so that's good. And just trying to get some flow going here, and hopefully more people will join in and do this on a daily thing. Now, I was on the air with a operator last night. Unfortunately, it was 4:40, which I don't do a lot of that, hardly any at all, actually. And he was reporting to me that this is his last week working at R&L, their electronics in Hamilton. At the end of the week, he'll be retired from everything. I said, then what? He says, well, Sam, I'm going to become a full-time ham operator. I said, in your dreams, you'll never reach my status. He thought that was pretty funny, and I did too. So we'll see what that brings on. I've been trying to get him on the air, him and his gang, to get on the link here, and some can hit to the antenna, but others will have to go through EchoLink, of course. I'm trying to talk to people maybe about getting their own link. I said, you get a link together, you're going to enjoy it. I said, it's relatively easy to do. It takes a little work to get there. Took me about a year and a half, almost 2 years to finally fix it. We had the wrong equipment. Now, once we got the right equipment, then we're sitting pretty good right now. So we're trying to push the T20 link system on people, let them know how well it works, and all that kind of thing there, Larry. Let's see here. Tony, go ahead. Give us your 2 cents on the Dash L system there. Over.
Yeah, the more the merrier, Sam. Keep it active, because, you know, if we don't use it, we lose it. Make America 220 again.